Harford County's Mountain Christian Church says it wants to avoid confrontation with its neighbors over a plan to build a wastewater treatment plant. But as WYPR's John Lee reports, opponents have packed public hearings and taken to social media over concerns that the discharge from such a plant would pollute the Gunpowder River.
Mountain Christian is a big church. It has four locations in Harford County, and on any given Sunday, around 6,000 people attend services, half of them at its main church in Joppa. This past Sunday, a nine-piece band mixed music, scripture, and message. Then executive pastor Luke Erickson preached about King David, zeroing in on one of his best-known sayings.
And if Twitter existed back then, you can be sure that his publicist would have been pushing this out in the Twitter sphere when David said in 2 Samuel 24, "I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing."
What is being pushed on Twitter now, as well as Facebook, is opposition to the proposal to build a sewage treatment plant for Mountain Christian's Joppa Church. It would replace an old septic system that is violating state regulations. The Maryland Department of the Environment held two contentious public hearings on the proposal. At the hearing in Perry Hall, Republican State Senator J.B. Jennings, who represents portions of both Harford and Baltimore counties, told the crowd he lives less than a mile from the church.
This is home for us, so this affects us too personally. We're trying to figure out how to fix this problem.
Pastor Erickson says the church wants to fix it too.
When those Facebook wildfires start up, I don't know what you can really do to them other than just keep trying to say, well, here's the truth. If you want to see it, then here it is.
And the truth, according to Erickson, is that the state, not the church, decided the wastewater treatment plant was the best solution. At the hearings, state officials made the case that the treated discharge into a tributary of the Gunpowder would be safe for both humans and wildlife. Robert Kirshner, an engineer hired by the church, says unlike other systems, this one would not create a torrent of discharge.
If you generate 2,400 gallons, and you might generate it in a half an hour right after church, that 2,400 gallons doesn't go out the end of that pipe that minute.
Kirshner says it's more likely to take 24 hours. But many remained unconvinced.
My name is Theo LaGarder. I serve as the Gunpowder Riverkeeper. And
LaGarder leads a nonprofit environmental organization that works to protect the watershed. He says he opposes any discharge into the river, and so does John Franz, who says he and his wife have lived by the Gunpowder in Baltimore County for more than 40 years.
If this system creates a problem for our wells, we have no recourse, none.
During these hearings, the church has remained largely silent. Erickson says the church wants to avoid taking a side.
There's a camp of people that say, hey, we're really concerned about the environment and the potential impact for this system. It's important for people to know we're in that camp too.
On the other hand, Facebook comments call the church's actions criminal and say the church should be shut down. Erickson says the church is trying to stay focused on its mission, which includes loving all people like Jesus would. After all, he says, Facebook trolls are people too. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
The public comment period for the proposed permit ends on August 2nd. The Maryland Department of the Environment says there's no timeline for making a final decision.